Mission Network News, 4.5 minute version, Tuesday, June 7th, 2005, in 3, 2, 1. Bible desecration is being ignored by the world. Bible Pathway Ministries share their growth plan for God's secret weapon, and a youth outreach grows up in Haiti. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Muslims want justice in the Quran desecration instances in Guantanamo Bay by Americans. However, groups in Saudi Arabia are doing nothing to condemn similar acts against the Bible. Reports say Saudi customs officials routinely confiscate Bibles and in some cases destroy them. However, Bruce Smith with Wycliffe Associates says despite this, God's word is getting out.
Radio waves, the internet, the continued printing of the Bible, underground distribution of scriptures, those kind of things are happening all the time. And the reality is the word is getting out. And so the fact that there's resistance to that should surprise no one and should discourage no one.
Smith doesn't want this to be a divisive issue.
My interest as a Christian and as a missionary and a person who cares about people that God cares about is to try to build bridges to these people that help them understand God in a different way than what they have in the past.
To do that, more people are needed. Meanwhile, despite increasing amounts of persecution, Talking Bibles International is making a bold move into India. Over the weekend, the board of Talking Bibles International voted to make a spiritual impact on the country. Talking Bibles' Paul Hoekstra.
We have adopted an initiative to reach 100,000 families in India with Talking Bibles, with God's Word. That will be a program that we carry out over the next 3 years. So we're gearing up to work with our partners in India, Talking Bibles India, to prepare the units.
Hoekstra says the Talking Bible is empowering the last wave of missionaries in India.
The non-literate people, the traditionally oral society people, are the last group of people to be reached with the scriptures. They are being empowered to go out and reach their neighbors.
It only costs $6 to reach each listener. A small fee is required as it helps them avoid being accused of bribery in their evangelistic efforts. You're listening to Mission Network News. Bible Pathway Ministries Rita Guerrera calls radio God's secret weapon. The airwaves penetrate walls and man-made borders. The only tool needed to hear God's word is a radio. Through a partnership with a shortwave radio station out of Nashville, Tennessee, 7 radio transmitters reach around the world daily with the radio version of the Bible Pathway Devotions. Guerrera says they're excited about the latest growth.
Instead of 3 programs a day, they'll give us 5 programs a day, and it'll cost us half of what we paid for a whole day before, and almost doubling the broadcast, and it will go into every country in the world.
Guerrera is asking for prayer.
We just need prayer all the time, that people would be allowed to listen. Like in the Mideast, they play them late in the evening so people can sneak and listen where they're not allowed to hear these things. So just pray for those who are receiving the message, and just pray that people will be touched and will be reached.
Next, a special missions trip to St. Petersburg, Russia, November 10th through the 20th, will celebrate Buckner Orphan Care International's 10-year anniversary of helping children there. The event is also planned as a Shoes for Orphan Souls trip, and those going will have an opportunity to not only place shoes on children's feet, but also see the why behind Buckner's longevity. For the team members, it's been a movement to bring the hope of Christ to the most vulnerable in society. And Christian World Outreach reports their ministry with the youth is growing. More than 50 high school and college-age students meet every Sunday for 2 hours in Port-au-Prince. CWO also recently organized a training seminar for the youth on evangelizing their classmates. They're hoping for a big impact with this movement. Pray for this ambitious program. The team believes that through the high schools and colleges, they can help bring the country back to Christ. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Josh McDowell's classic book, More Than a Carpenter, has been combined with The Life of Jesus, A Harmony of the Gospels, 2 books in 1, a gift from Gain USA. Call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828 to get your copy, a helpful evangelistic tool. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also get a copy at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.